This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT-Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT-Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT-Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Another hour of health information, and you can call us 877-726-8255. Everything that has to do with your body and mind, plus our grist for the mill on today's program. Intelligent Medicine means the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We put it all together for you each weekend here on Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-TALK. And we got some interesting stories in store for you this hour. We're going to talk about getting nutritional advice from personal trainers. We'll talk about vitamin K. We'll talk about sleep trackers. All those are on the agenda for this hour, but your calls are welcome. But I want to start the hour by talking about what are called SBOs, or soil-based organisms. And they are a trend in the probiotic category. You've heard of lactobacillus, the most common type of probiotic. Those are the bacteria that exist in yogurt. And then there's bifidobacteria. Those are bacteria that are particularly helpful for little kitties, infants, and toddlers. But soil-based organisms literally come from the dirt. It's a little bit like eating dirt. And some people believe that that is an important constituent that's missing from our modern diets, because, you see, a century ago, soil-based organisms were normal components in our food. Food wasn't ultra-pasteurized and sterilized, and people grew up on farms, and kids played in the dirt, and they got a lot of these microbes. The rise in processed food production has virtually eliminated them from our diets. Plus, we sterilize everything, and we use disinfectants, and we take antibiotics. So I'm going to read you a part of the pitch of one of the more popular brands of SBO, soil-based organisms. I won't name the brand, but they say this brand is the only probiotic formula that contains a unique whole food blend with homeostatic soil organisms. These are important probiotics that you would get in abundance if your food came from soil untouched by pesticides, herbicides, and other widely used chemicals. To replenish the valuable probiotics our pasteurized, irradiated, and disinfected food no longer provides, this probiotic includes 12 species of hardy beneficial microorganisms. They help to promote regular bowel function. They help your immune system. They support normal absorption and assimilation of nutrients. They give you a balanced, healthy internal environment. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, so what could possibly go wrong here? And there's some controversy about SBOs. Some people think they're the bomb and that they really have helped them, and that's anecdotal. Not a lot of studies about the benefits of SBOs. Most of the research on probiotics has to do with the more traditional species like lactobacillus and bifidobacteria, some research on Saccharomyces, which is actually a fungal species. SBOs are actually a type of bacteria that forms spores. And they can reside in the ground. They're not naturally found in your body, although we do ingest them Part of our paleo heritage is that, you know, we got a lot of them, basically by eating food that was contaminated with soil residue. But the concern is that now our gut microbiomes may be less familiar with soil-based organisms, and by introducing them willy-nilly, we may inadvertently unbalance our gastrointestinal tracts, introducing species that are unfamiliar, and moreover, that can multiply and proliferate very rapidly. SBOs are spore-forming. That means they're very resistant to stomach acid. That is thought to be a plus because they are not destroyed during the process of digestion. But they may act as contaminants, and they may overwhelm other species. They're bacillus strains. Most common strains of SBOs come from the bacillus genus. And bacillus strains are extremely hardy, and they form spores that can resist stomach acids and even antibiotics. And from some standpoints, that may be more desirable, but maybe not. And here's some disconcerting information. It comes to us from the American Society for Microbiology. New research has found that 6 probiotic bacillus strains are resistant to several antibiotics. They've acquired antibiotic resistance. And that is a concern because in someone maybe who's immunocompromised, doesn't have the most robust immune system, they can proliferate and proliferate and proliferate. And then if you want to take an antibiotic to get rid of them, they're very hard to get rid of. This research comes from the American Society for Microbiology. Their results have shown that probiotic bacillus has the potential to transfer antibiotic resistance because bacteria in your intestinal tract conduct, they have sort of an orgy. They conduct a very primitive form of sex in which they transfer genetic material to one another. And part of that genetic code could be the code for antibiotic resistance. So this necessarily negate the potential benefits of soil-based organisms, but it does raise a caution flag about indiscriminate use of various species of bacteria that come from the soil that may not be suitable for supplementing our gastrointestinal tracts. 877-726-8255 is our number, and something that is very suitable for supplementing is a product called NT Factor, because if you suffer from frequent fatigue, the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness or just being run down, is NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. It repairs damaged cells. It works directly on the mitochondria. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. NT Factor is available in ProPacks. That's a one-stop shop for all your nutritional needs. But if you have your own favorite multi and or fish oil and you want to keep those and just get the benefits of NT Factor alone, there's Healthy Aging. It's a perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with the unique energy support of pure NT Factor in a potent delivery system. Now, I've been taking NT Factor for years. I don't go a day without it. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, I have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipped to Vitamin Shop, you can still find ProPacks and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, you can call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for ProPacks or Healthy Aging. 877-726-8255 is our number. The phone lines are open for questions on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number for questions. And do you get your nutrition advice at the gym? Do you stand around at the locker and talk to your athlete buddies about this or that or the other diet or nutritional supplement that is purported to boost athletic performance? Well, you may do so at your own peril, according to a study on professional athletes. They ought to know more than just amateur duffers. A study on professional athletes competing in Olympic sports has found that players think they know more about supplements and nutrition than they actually do. The researchers called for more education and monitoring by coaches to inform correct supplement usage. And I would say, well, how about seeing a medical nutritionist, a professionally trained medical nutritionist? What's wrong with that? Studies published in the Journal of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. For the study, they recruited 912 professional athletes, 356 of whom were women, who, from a nutritional standpoint, I generally find are smarter than men. They were in four Olympic disciplines, basketball, handball, soccer, and volleyball. And they used simple questionnaires to determine the levels of knowledge about supplements and nutrition. But they also tried to assess what athletes thought they knew was more than what they actually knew. So subjective knowledge, what they thought they knew, and objective knowledge, what they actually knew. So here's an example of some questions that I think you astute Intelligent Medicine listeners would probably get right. Dark yellow urine is an indicator of proper hydration of the body. True or false? I can't imagine anyone getting that wrong, but of course dark yellow urine is a sign of concentration of the metabolites that you're trying to excrete, and is usually a sign of dehydration. If your urine runs clear, then it's more likely you're properly hydrated, unless you've just taken a handful of vitamins, in which case your urine might have a bright neon yellow color. And this one, true or false, large chains of amino acids form carbohydrates. Simple rudimentary knowledge, and a lot of these athletes got it wrong. So for those who claim to know something about supplements, they were about twice as likely to say that he'd gathered their information themselves from books, magazines, and things they'd read online, as opposed to relying on formal education or information they'd received from coaches. So there's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of product pitches. It's really
thinly disguised information that really is a pitch to buy this or that dubious sports supplement. And so the suggestion is that you're looking for information in all the wrong places if you go to a gym for your nutrition expertise. All right. 877-726-8255 is our number. There's another way you can get questions to us. You can click on our homepage at drhoffman.com. On the homepage, there's a little box that you can click on. It'll prompt you to record a question, as did Richard. Let's hear from Richard.
Hello. I have a white quarter-inch diameter circle in the back of my throat. I'm thinking it's an infection. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, that's a good question. So if you have, say, white stuff on your tonsils, there's a strong possibility that that is pus. What pus is basically white blood cells, and they show up as white spots on your tonsils. So when you see that, often it's a sign that you have a bacterial infection. It's, you know, people have a little slightly red tonsils. It's probably a viral infection. Nothing too serious. It's not likely to be a strep throat. But if you have white spots, that really suggests that there's a bacterial proliferation there, and it's, your tonsils are exuding pus, and that may call for a strep test or even an antibiotic. However, there's another possibility, and that's a little more disconcerting, is a white spot in the back of the throat may be something that's referred to as leukoplakia. And that is something that really needs to be checked out by an oral surgeon, because these can be precancerous. And so there's, you know, going to a dentist is one thing, and dentists can be alert to these types of things. But usually what they do is they send you to what is called an oral surgeon, somebody who specializes not so much in the teeth, but in mouth pathology. You know, so these little funny white spots that appear on in the back of your throat or on your tonsils, these are things that they can zero in on, and they can do a biopsy if necessary and find out precisely what that is, because it's important to arrive at a diagnosis, because some of these things can actually be potentially dangerous. So please get it checked out by an oral surgeon. That may be something that you need to attend to. All right. Low vitamin K levels are linked to mobility limitation and disability in older adults. Well, we know that vitamin K is helpful for your bones. Vitamin K is helpful for your heart, especially the K2 variety, subtype MK7. In a study published in the Journal of Gerontology, it's the first to evaluate the association between vitamin K status and the onset of mobility limitation and disability in older adults. There's actually other studies that suggest, this is a theme that goes way back, showing that individuals who have osteoarthritis and or rheumatoid arthritis may have low vitamin K levels. We know that vitamin K has to do with bone and collagen, and therefore, suggestion is take supplemental vitamin K for prevention and for issues related to joint mobility, such as arthritis. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. Lyme disease is a very enigmatic condition because years after someone who has had appropriate treatment for Lyme disease, you know, say they got a tick bite and they got a bullseye rash, the characteristic rash, and then they got joint pain and malaise and fatigue, and they received antibiotic therapy, maybe they get a little better, but then they relapse and they feel worse and they develop something that is called PLDS, post-Lyme disease syndrome. And PTLDS is sometimes treated with aggressive antibiotic therapy, several antibiotics given at once, sometimes intravenous antibiotics. One of the antibiotics that's given for a chronic Lyme disease, which is called Rocephin, is notorious for causing gallstones, and then you compound the problem by requiring surgery to remove your gallbladder. And that's not good. And then the patients invariably, they seem to relapse. They don't do better. Studies have shown that additional antibiotic therapy given intravenously after standard care offers no additional benefit and may actually cause more harm than good, leading to unwanted side effects such as gallbladder disease and other things. And certainly you can damage your microbiome with all those antibiotics, which is not good. And patients end up really knocked out, tired, and debilitated. It's a serious problem. Many of these patients come to us integrative practitioners to help them resolve post-Lyme disease symptoms. So, interesting study that they just did. And this actually confirms something that I've thought for a long time. The researchers have found that people with post-Lyme disease syndrome have a specific kind of inflammation, not from the active spirochetes. They're dead. They've been killed off by antibiotics. But a certain particle that has been shed by them remains in their system, and their immune systems are overreacting to those little dead pieces of dead Lyme disease organisms. So to confirm this theory, they injected some of these particles into mice, dead Lyme disease particles, and they immediately caused arthritis within 96 hours. So, now this finding doesn't have immediate impact on the people who are suffering from post-Lyme disease syndrome, but it should shed some light on whether people should undergo intensive antibiotic therapy long after a Lyme disease diagnosis. And also, by identifying the nature of these particles, they may come up with a way to block the immune response to those particles, thus easing the symptoms of post-Lyme disease syndrome, which may be autoimmune in nature, maybe an overexuberant reaction by the immune system, thinking that it's fighting live Lyme spirochetes, but instead is fighting their dead residues in the bloodstream and in the joints. So interesting study, and research needs to progress because there are so many people suffering from debilitating symptoms, and we help them along by working to support their immune system, reduce their inflammatory responses. These are really broken down people, and they really need to be rebuilt from the ground up after a debilitating case of Lyme disease. They can be brought back to optimal health, but it requires more than just high doses of antibiotics to do the trick. And speaking of Lyme disease, here's one of the good things about going outside. One of the bad things about going outside, we encourage people to go outside, you say it's healthy, and then they get a tick bite, and that's no good. But this is a study in a journal called Nature. Now, you may think, well, of course, a journal called Nature is going to validate the importance of going outside, right? Because it's called Nature. But Nature is actually the preeminent scientific journal in the world. And so they're not just, it's not like, you know, Travel and Leisure magazine. Nature is a very well-respected scientific journal. And so they did an article, which is entitled, Spending at least 120 minutes a week in nature is associated with good health and well-being. And it just came out this month in time for the beginning of summer. 19,806 participants. Weekly contact with nature was categorized. And then they looked at the likelihood of reporting good health or high well-being. And they found that at the threshold of 120 minutes per week, positive associations were found. Positive associations peaked between 200 and 300 minutes per week, and then they maxed out. So if you say, well, you know, little is good, a lot is better, I'm going to, like, pitch a tent, you know, and live outside, and I'll feel really, really good. No, it's 300 minutes per week will do it. But it's roughly, what, less than 4 hours. So they say the pattern was consistent across key groups, including older adults, and it even included those with long-term health issues. It did not matter how 120 minutes of contact a week was achieved. It could be one long versus several shorter visits per week. And so there's a clear benefit to going outside in nature. So if you're not feeling well, my RX for you is take 2 hours in nature and call me in the morning. Okay. Here's another thing that's going to make you feel better. And we actually did a great interview with Dr. Robert Matthews, who's one of the researchers involved in nicotinamide riboside. Cellular health is the foundation of wellness. And True Niagen Pro helps cells stay resilient. True Niagen Pro is a unique form of vitamin B3 that's clinically proven to safely increase NAD. Now, that's a vital research resource that's used to help fuel and maintain the health of all living cells. But this critical cellular resource isn't constant. It's been found to decline up to 50% as we age. So when NAD levels are lower, cells have a harder time producing the energy they need to maintain our health as we age. There's published research that shows that increasing NAD boosts cellular energy production, supports healthy cellular metabolism, and promotes cellular repair. And when surveyed, True Niagen users report improvements in energy levels and enhanced sense of overall well-being. I use it, and I make sure to take 2 True Niagen Pro capsules every morning. True Niagen Pro is backed by multiple published clinical studies and is only available through healthcare practitioners. And you can get yours by going to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com for True Niagen Pro. And I'm proud to announce that it is the number one selling supplement at my online store through Fullscript, which is an online dispensary. You can get True Niagen by going to drhoffmanstore.com. I recommend the True Niagen Pro. It's the physician's strength 150 milligram nicotinamide riboside. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number. And a lot of people are using sleep trackers. And, you know, I sometimes, you know, talk to patients, especially younger patients, because they're very into self-hacking and self-monitoring. And many of them have Apple Watches and Fitbits and various devices that can tell you whether you're getting a good night's sleep. And these are based on movements. So if you're flailing around, the suggestion is that you're not getting good sleep. And if you're lying still or a certain pattern of movement, that suggests deep sleep. But the problem with these apps is that they're notoriously inaccurate. And according to research, they can make your insomnia worse. So you may be sabotaging your sleep in your quest to improve it. This according to an article in the New York Times. This is based on a research in the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine. What they found is that people are developing a syndrome which is an obsessive syndrome about their sleep. So when people are obsessed about food, we call it orthorexia. So they've coined a term for people who are obsessed about sleep. They call it orthosomnia. They did a case study and they found that patients have been spending excessive time in bed trying to increase their sleep numbers, which may have made their insomnia worse. They're so self-conscious about getting a good night's sleep that it's messing up their sleep. So researchers say that the trackers can overestimate the amount of sleep that you get, particularly if they focus on tracking movement, which really, if you really want to assess sleep, get a sleep study, and they actually apply electrodes to your skull, they look at brain waves. That's the proper way to do it. You can't really do it with a device that's attached to your wrist that measures whether you're moving. If you're lying awake in bed, for example, the tracker might think that you're fast asleep. Now, certain devices that track heart rate or breathing could give you a more complete picture, but they're still based on algorithms that may give you inaccurate estimates. So they actually cite a case study, cautionary tale. A woman came to reporting that she had an average sleep efficiency of only 60% according to her tracker, and she was given medication for restless leg syndrome. She tested negative for disordered breathing and underwent a formal sleep study. But after being told that she had slept deeply in the lab, she was not reassured. She said, well, then why does my Fitbit say I'm sleeping poorly? So she was, in spite of the fact that they verified that her sleep patterns were optimal, the Fitbit had undermined her confidence in her normal sleep. So there you have it. It's called orthosomnia. And beware, the device that you wear may give you a bad case of orthosomnia. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today. Available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I think I'll head this part of the show, ideas that may not be quite ready for prime time. Report here that parents are poisoning their children with bleach to, quote, cure autism. And there's actually a Facebook group or a series of groups that urge parents to use something called chlorine dioxide to cure autism. The idea is that it's actually like a form of bleach, and it's designed to kill everything bad in your system, and it's an oxidative therapy. I've heard people talk about this, but there are a dozen private Facebook groups that are encouraging parents to treat autism with this miracle drug, chlorine dioxide, which is not a great idea. In one case, one Kansas mother posted after treating her adult son with chlorine dioxide, "My son is constantly making a gasping sound. He won't open his mouth. He screams, he spits, he flips over." Well, that's, Mom, that's because he's, even though he can't really communicate it, he feels he's being poisoned. So, you know, this is a big issue of Facebook censorship, of alternative medicines, and yeah, there's a lot of bad censorship going on. You can't even have a civil conversation about vaccination anymore. But there are some dangerous viral trends on Facebook and social media that, you know, maybe, just maybe we should put a lid on, because there are unsuspecting people out there, unsophisticated people who just take these things up and use them. The FDA is warning about fecal transplants. Fecal transplants have great potential in addressing a variety of conditions. They're known to be helpful for treating Clostridium difficile diarrhea, a terrible condition, which is often resistant to antibiotics. They really work for that. They've also shown some promise in the treatment of autism, strangely enough. Well, yeah, there's a gut-brain axis. And in one recent study, and this is not a do-it-yourself study, this is a study under carefully controlled regulations and scientific scrutiny, there were improvements in autistic behavior in kids receiving fecal transplants. But the concern is some people are doing it DIY, do-it-yourself. And you got to be careful, because one risk is for immunocompromised folks who receive fecal microbiota transplants, FMT, they can develop dangerous E. coli infections. And one of the individuals has just died. And this actually was in a scientific trial of fecal transfer. So this fecal transfer, great promise, but not without potential risks. And here's another one. This is the vampire blood thing. A controversial startup that charges $8,000 to fill your veins with young blood, and which halted operations after an FDA warning, now says it's back up and running. There's this character whose name is Jesse Carmazin, or Carmazin. And Jesse Carmazin charges $8,000 for a liter of young blood, or you can get a deal, because you can get 2 liters for $12,000. So I'd say, hey, that's pretty good. You know, just 50% more expensive, double the amount of blood. He says the transfusions are safe and reliable, despite little to no hard scientific evidence demonstrating either its safety or its benefits. This guy is a guy who has gone to med school. He graduated from Stanford Medical School, and he began his residency, but for some reason left his residency, so he doesn't have a medical license to practice. So he is, quote, a doctor from the standpoint of graduating from medical school, but he doesn't have a medical license. And his goal was to set up a whole bunch of clinics all over the country and all over the world, where he would give vampire blood to people to rejuvenate them. And this is based on some animal experimentation that shows that blood from young rats given to older rats rejuvenates them. It hasn't been proven in humans, but the FDA has put the kibosh on it, and Carmazin is saying, I'm ready to do it. I'm ready and willing to do it, and I'm signing people up. Just give me the go-ahead. And there's lots of people out there willing to plunk down $8,000 or $12,000 to get some young blood from healthy young donors. Who knows if that'll work? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks very much for joining us. Make sure that you check out our website at drhoffman.com to become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. You can download our podcasts, subscribe to them, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, subscribe to our newsletter, and make sure that you take advantage of all the resources there. Have yourselves a great weekend. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman.